Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, are you okay? I'm looking at you on the video and you seem like you can't sit still.
Yeah, I'm okay, Jim. Having to articulate my thoughts on a perfect pop song is making me a little bit anxious.
So you have a case of the nerves?
Exactly.
All right, what are we doing today? More Perfect Pop today? What do you think?
Yeah, it's Perfect Pop Week, Jim.
It's Perfect Pop and Jameson Irish Whiskey Week.
That's right.
They go together.
Whatever scraps of alcohol we have left in our house, we're pouring it in one glass and drinking it down. Because it's Perfect Pop Week, Jim. And
that's right.
I got a lot to say.
Okay, so the way this works is, for 1 week, we just focus on songs that we or listeners think are perfect songs.
That's right.
Could not be better. They are just perfect songs. And we call it Perfect Pop Week. We do it from time to time, although we haven't done it in a while. But nevertheless, here we are. We thought this was the time to bring it back. America needs it, right?
The world needs this.
Yes.
You know, America right now is pretty low on my list. We haven't been doing as good as we can be, and I hope we pick it up. But everybody needs this, Jim, from Sweden to El Salvador.
Yes. So we are happy to provide this, bit of healing to the world in this time with Perfect Pop Week. All right. The show is called Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And I went yesterday with my pick. Mm-hmm. And so today, Patrick, what do you have for us? What is a perfect pop song?
Let me tell you this, Jim. This might blow your mind, or you may already know this, but this song is the same year as not the song you picked, Mr. Blue Sky by ELO, but the song we just heard most recently on Perfect Pop Week, My Sharona by The Knack. How about that?
Right.
Both bands came from California. I knew there was a connection here that I was driving at, and they couldn't be more different, Jim. And
that's right.
This song is California Uber Allies by the Dead Kennedys. So let's get into it, and then we'll discuss.
I am Governor Jerry Brown. My aura smiles and never frowns. Soon I will be president.
All right, there you go. Why did you pick this song?
It's hard to stop that, isn't it, Jim? You know, to me, this song, you know, is every promise that hardcore ever made, you know, like punk ever made, overthrowing authority, not wanting to follow in the steps of your parents, loud guitars, a stop-start section, you know, something you can sing along to. And also, you know, for a song that was the debut single from the Dead Kennedys, remarkably visionary, you know, written in a way that could apply to today or could have applied to, you know, the end of the Bush administration, you know, and specifically mentions Jerry Brown, who was like the politician who never died in California. The guy kept popping back up. You know, he's like a whack-a-mole that you couldn't keep down. And I don't know. I just think there's you know, no way you could possibly write a better anthem for the way mm-hmm. people were feeling at that time and just make it sound so nasty and just make you want to break something. You know, I think it just expressed a feeling in all of us where you really want to take it out by just busting something cheap, you know, some cheap piece of crap that somebody bought at some point. And you just wanted to smash it. And also, like My Sharona starts off with a drum beat.
Yep.
So there's that.
Well, that's the thing, you know, for as much as people might say, you know, oh, punk rock, that's not real music, or those guys don't know how to play their instruments, or whatever the criticisms were at the time. This is a pop song, man. This is
oh, hell yeah,
this
man.
Song rocks, yeah. But it also is like fun and like catchy, and it has all those elements, right? They knew what they were
really
doing,
does.
You know?
Oh yeah, exactly. They were writing a pop song, and you know that little turnaround section where they go, oh, essentially invented a lot of hardcore bands that, you know, really just wrote songs to make loud noise and have everyone in the crowd bang into each other and sing along with something similar to, you know, the football terraces of Britain, you know, that we've heard about. So in every way, a defining song for American punk music, and just always been one of my favorites.
Totally. And it's very sly and,
yeah,
you know, with the references. And what I find very interesting, not to get too political, but just to be sort of like, you know, an analyst here, a cultural analyst, like an observer, is that, you know, they were railing against sort of like the left, you know, like the hippiedom and the Jerry Brown and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Right. And then later Jello Biafra's like, oh, wait a second, there's much worse stuff, you know,
<That's>
as sort of society in California and American society progressed, you know, and they became, you know, in the '80s, Dead Kennedys are sort of synonymous with, you know, sort of like the, you know, rebellion against like, you know, the Reagan administration and all that kind of stuff. Right.
Man.
So, but what it means to me, and what I think is sort of a universal message in all of that, is that, you know, sort of like anything can go too far.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you shouldn't necessarily be too dogmatic, you know, in any kind of political, you know, affiliation or spectrum, right? That when it gets to a point where the rules become more important than the sentiment, I think then that's when it, you know, it devolves into something that you don't want to be a part of anymore, or you shouldn't be a part of anymore. And I think that's ultimately sort of what I take from a song like this.
Jim, that is so well said, and I'm so glad you brought that up and didn't find it overtly political, but I found it to be a broad, appealing statement, just like the song. And, you know, it's our danger, right? It's where you know, we've talked about this since we've started doing podcasts. Like, you settle into something you love musically, let's say, as an example, and then you just stay there. Right. You know, you get to that point where whatever age it is, 33 or whatever the analysts say, where you shut off listening to new stuff and you stop paying attention and you always go back to your stuff as the best. That's where you get in trouble. Even if it is the suede denim secret police, even if it is hippies, you know, who originally had great values and now have settled in the comfortable suburbs of Southern California. And, you know, their main cause is to get pissed off when someone's mowing their lawn before 10 a.m. or, you know, or something like that. Like,
right.
We can never become complacent, and that's what I love about this song. So
yeah, I love it. It's great. And you know, I think the Dead Kennedys had a lot of, you know, really strong pop songs. I think that whole, like, that whole kind of like surf guitar that they sort of played within it, it's really, you know, it sort of drove the song. And like you said, there's something about it that you can't even totally explain. It just feels right. This song just feels right. And it gets you like going and you're excited.
Yeah.
And like I said, you know, and they somehow knew how to channel that, I think, in the right way. So.
Well, and you know, just to be completely honest, it was like one of those going out to a party on Friday or Saturday night songs where you'd listen to it with your buddies and you'd be like, let's go, man. We got a 6-pack of Tall Pony beers and let's drink them
and go,
you know, and that's what you listen to. So very much of that age. But you're right. Jello was super smart, super sly, understood what California was, and also had a label. You know, Alternative Tentacles put out a ton of important records, including the Butthole Surfers and many other bands. So, Yeah, just to me, right up there with the number one songs of all time.
That's great. And, you know, they were always an indie band, and, you know, they were never one of these ones who got signed to a major at any point, but they've had, I think, among indie rock bands in the U.S., they have to have one of the biggest followings, don't you think?
Totally.
I mean, they have to be one of the most successful in that area.
Yeah, their name took them a long way, and, you know, they've done various reunion things and agitated for certain causes here and there, and I'm glad they did, but their debut that we just heard was pretty perfect. And just, you know, just on the record, in case anyone wants to call in, you know, or write a letter to the editor or the ombudsman, this was the single version of California Uber Alles. Yeah. And they re-recorded the song many times, probably most well-known, would you say, Jim, on the debut album, Fresh Fruit for Rotting Vegetables.
Yes.
And it's a faster version. And that version evolved from the fact that the Dead Kennedys were hosting and playing shows and inviting tons of bands from California, and they played faster and faster and faster, you know, as these shows got more physical and you know, the real hardcore scene started to develop, and they were passed by Black Flag and some other bands from more violent areas of California, Huntington Beach and OC and all that. But you know, to me, that remains the definitive version, DIY all the way, and you know, any version they put out is good, but yeah, really a perfect pop song.
Totally cool. That's great. Okay. Should we get to a listener pick?
Yeah,
now?
I'm ready.
Today's listener pick comes from Bill Mulligan.
All right. Falls Church.
From Falls Church, Virginia, right there where you live.
That's right, man.
He had a little bit to say here about this pick, and I find this to be a really interesting band as well. The band is The Nerves, and the song that he nominates is When You Find Out. And here's what he says. He says, musically, this song is a nice little bit of power pop, cleanly propelled along by some nifty drumming and bass. Its real genius, however, is in the lyrics. The narrator's offer to his ex of one last chance to take him back masks the acute pain of being dumped. It is either deluded or putting up a brave front, a situation many of us probably have found ourselves in when we were young. Either way, it's a brilliant example of emotionally touching pop. Mm. So let me play this here.
I try to explain, but you don't see. No one can give you more love than me. You say you're waiting for just the right one. You'll try to find me when he lets you down. When you find out I was the one. When you find out I was the one. This is the last time.
Yeah, that really is a fantastic little song. It's only a 2-minute song. And I think we all have felt that, right? At some point, like someday you'll be sorry, right? Someday you'll realize that you screwed up and let me go, right?
That's right. Yeah. I mean, I think that's a sentiment that at one time in all of our lives, we've heard, you know, in one context or another, love this pick from Bill, because of the history of the Nerves, right?
Yes.
They were kind of if you're going to go all the way down in music history, they were like, you know, the Empty Box, which is the legendary band that, you know, the pre-Wingtip Slope band. We've all heard of them. You know, it's been done to death. There have been documentaries and all that. But this is like that band for California power pop. I mean, the Knack, the Plimsolls, the Beat. Peter Case was in this band, right? Paul Collins, who had the Beat. And this is not their most famous song.
No, of course, they did Hanging on the Telephone, which was covered by Blondie, and that was a big, big hit song for Blondie. But here's what's amazing about the Nerves. Like, they only put out like a 4-song EP. Like, that was it.
That's basically it.
But they're kind of legendary in those circles, like you said, because of the people who were in that band and because how good those songs were. And, you know, like I said, they, you know, Paul Collins, who went on to do the Beat, and Peter Case, who went on to do the Plimsolls.
Right, a million miles away, may show up in Perfect Pop Week at some point. Right?
And Paul Collins' Beat later had a song called Walking Out on Love, which was originally recorded by the Nerves. It wasn't on that EP, but it might have been a single or something that they recorded. I mean, these guys could write like really good, like, you know, guitar pop songs, right?
Totally. And I think, you know, they were kind of like that legendary band that all these guys went off and later formed. I mean, what's the, you know, Mark Twain or Brian Eno quote? Everybody who bought, only 100 people bought the first Velvet Underground album, but they all formed a band. You know, it was kind of like that sort of founding moment. And everybody did their own kind of version of what the Nerves were doing. You know, especially if you think about, I don't know, My Sharona had that same kind of driving beat and the same kind of burrowed in bass, drums, guitar, all doing the same kind of thing and driving it home with a really great melody on top and some sort of longing or, you know, heartbroken thing on the lyrics. It's just genius. And everything that we talked about, you know, on Monday and Tuesday, Jim, involved California, except for your pick. So you're kind of standing out there on an island.
That's right. Well, we'll see how the rest of the week goes. Yeah. We'll see. But what a great pick. Thank you, Bill. And as you said, one of those great sort of underappreciated bands, although, you know, a lot of people in the know really know them and they're really cool. And they definitely had that like 60s sound too. Like if you play that for somebody who didn't know what we were talking about, they might be like, oh, that's a 60s, you know, British Invasion band, right?
Yep. Totally. I mean, we're talking, you know, mid 70s, like 75, 76.
Yeah, 76.
So, right on, you know, right on the heels of Big Star too.
Yeah, totally. It's right in that wheelhouse. So very cool. Thank you, Bill. And if anyone would like to be like Bill, because you want to be like Bill, you should
be like Bill.
You should recommend other Perfect Pop songs by calling. That would be the preferred method, and leave a message 612-440-1984. There you go. Or email rock@suburbspod.com, or find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and hit us up that way. All those at Suburbs Pod. All right. Are you excited for the rest of the week?
Well, you know, Jim, I'll just briefly say this. Also, if you want to write a letter, if you want to pull your typewriter out, I got reason to believe that you can write us at 800 West Broad Street, Box 6577, Falls Church, Virginia, 22040 for at least another year.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We are paid up for a year.
I'm pretty sure we're all square with the USPS right now. If they're in business next year, we'll be there.
That's right. Now, we do have a couple more listener picks we're going to get to this week.
Cool.
We have something here from Barrett Reese.
Ooh,
just to tease us a little bit. He's got a pick.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy named Dave Meyer. All right, everybody stay safe. Listen to Perfect Pop. Listen to it over and over again. There's also the other thing you can do while you're at home, go into our archives. Go to suburbspod.com. Yes. And you go into our archives, you can find past Perfect Pop episodes. This is the best way to go.
Do
go
that.
To the website.
Yeah.
In fact, if you go to, well, just type in the search field, Perfect Pop, and you'll see all the Perfect Pop episodes that way. And and you can hear all the other picks that you and I have made, that other listeners have made, that some of our, you know, celebrity guests have made, all of that kind of stuff. There's some really great music there.
Right. What else would one need other than that to get them through the next few days? And we're taking it one day at a time, folks. So
that's right. And eventually, I think the record labels are going to come around and they're going to say, like, what are we doing putting out these now? That's what I call music compilations, you know, that nobody cares about. We should be putting out Perfect Pop compilations and you guys should be curating that. I think that's logical next step. I think that's what's going to happen.
I think that's the main thing that's going to happen. And then money's going to start to pour in, Jim. And then we're going to be in good shape.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. All right.
We will be the suede denim secret police.
There you go. Exactly. All right. I'm excited about tomorrow. So let's get on to that. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to everybody tomorrow.
Yep.
California, over Alice, California, over Alice, over Alice, California, over Alice, California.
Do you know Dave Meyer?
I think I do. He's one of our listeners. Yep.
Yeah, I think so.
He's from Vero Beach, right?
Sure.